Hi, Collett. There is no such thing as a free breakfast. So we're taking advantage of a wee catch-up on how life has been for you. You're just back from India.
Yeah, that's right.
How about you tell us about that?
Well, the trip itself was very eventful, positively, and I attended my cousin's wedding, got to meet family, and got to see my hometown again, and eat all the lovely Indian delicacies that I had grown to miss, but I had all that and now I'm back.
Tell us about the wedding. Is it very different from a Scottish wedding?
I guess very different. You know, all the family was there, lots of guests, a multitude of colours and tastes, and it was, I guess, really heavenly, I guess.
You had a particular job to do at this wedding, didn't you?
Yes, I had been nominated as the MC, so I had a lovely time, you know, telling people what to do and what was coming up next, and yeah, it was certainly challenging, but I loved every minute of it.
And you had a sudden invitation to sing.
Oh, yes, that was quite hilarious. The groom and the bride were... just on the spot asked me to sing a little happy rhythm, so that was certainly a fun time.
Sounds like fun indeed. Now, while we're in India, how about your family? How are they doing? Grandparents?
Yeah, my grandparents are well, and my grandma's doing okay, so everything was really nice, and it was nice catching up with them and hearing what they had to say, and yeah, it was great.
Now, we can't talk about your life at all without mentioning university, can we?
Oh, no, not
you
at all.
You may well not want to talk about that right at this moment, because you're still on Christmas holidays.
Yes, yeah.
Back next week?
I'm back on Monday, and yeah, I'm looking forward to getting a new start. I've seen what I've got to do already. The course has been finalised, and I'm looking forward to it. Looks really interesting.
That's good. Tell us about exams. You had them just before Christmas?
Just before Christmas, so I didn't have to study over the holidays, so I'm happy about that. Relatively, everything went really well, so, you know, I'm glad, and I just got to keep pressing on.
But still waiting for results.
Still waiting for results, that's it.
You have a concert coming up in, is it Edinburgh?
Edinburgh, yes, at one of the Baptist churches. And I'm looking forward to that, singing with my family. I think it's going to be a full one-hour program, so looking forward to that.
Excellent. Lots to look forward to. Now, very often you have a little thought that you like to share with us, something that you've been, that's come out from your readings or your own private devotions and thinking. Have you something for us today?
Well, as I've been going through the Bible, when you're on the airplane, you've got 7 hours ahead of you on the plane, you tend to do a little bit of reading, and so I was just really encouraged by Moses's journey. I've been going through the Old Testament again, and I got to Moses, and I find it fascinating that he said to God, when God told him to go and do something, he immediately told God of all the things that were wrong with him, and listed, you know, I've got a stutter, you know, I can't do that, but God said, you know, I'm going with you. So I've often felt like that, how I'm incapable of doing this and this because of this and this, but if God goes with me, then that makes all the difference. And so that's why I'd like to leave you with, if God tells you to do something, he gives you the means to do it.
Thank you very much indeed for that, Colin.
Right, thanks, Archie.